Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization.
How about that?
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
Let's get him. Let's get him hard.
Pedro Fernandez.
Better grab me quick before my knees give way.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make that 36 plus years now. You're inside looking the world of boxing, MMA. Welcome to the show. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Of course, we'll be joined by the HBO legend in a little while, Larry Merchant. But, we'll hear from Conor McGregor. He's like top of the news, baby. A 40-second knockout winner over a guy named Cowboy Donald Cerrone. And I'm laughing because, you know, when you clamor for a fight, as Cerrone did, when you clamor for a fight and then you go out there and get the snot knocked out of you in 40 seconds, what can I say? You got nothing to say except you're a dog. At the end of the day, Conor McGregor back in the news, of course, a top star in the world of mixed martial arts. He wants to fight Floyd Mayweather again or Manny Pacquiao. Hey, stick to MMA, man. That's what you do best. Open phone lines all around the planet. We'll be talking boxing and MMA for the next 2 hours. Live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius, XM, Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211, and about 1,000 other internet platforms. You want to call us in the studio? The phone number? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or you can text us here in the studio. The text line, the studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. The text line, 415-275-1613. Well, of course, the big matchup coming in May for the lightweight championship, at least two-thirds of it. I'm talking about via Vasyl Lomachenko, the once-beaten world champion, taking on the upstart from Brooklyn. I'm talking about El Hombre, Diafimo Lopez. Straight up, these guys are going to clash. But get this. Lopez, a 4-1 underdog already. Despite that second round knockout over Richard Comey in December, he's a 4-1 underdog. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.moneyasap.com. That's moneyasap.com. MoneyASAP.com.
Football and basketball seasons are in full swing.
So get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit to start betting college or professional sports. Every spread, every total, every winner or loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. You can even bet on wild proposition bets like who will win the NBA MVP. Get the fastest to market odds, updates, and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use promo code COACH55. That's COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, a Sports Byline production. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're talking boxing MMA today only on Sports Byline.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
No, it's Conor McGregor. Say what you want, baby. 40-second knockout, of course, when he won the featherweight championship. He knocked out like Jose Aldo in the blink of an eye. Then he won the lightweight championship. He knocked out Eddie Alvarez in the blink of an eye. And, of course, he's had some shortcomings, having lost his last fight to Khabib where he got destroyed. He'll never beat Khabib. He could fight Khabib 1,000 times, and he'd lose 2,000 times. But the bottom line is, he's a better fighter than Donald Cerrone is. That cowboy came in to fight last time. But let me tell you what happened. These guys are in the center of the center of the octagon. They're locked up. And Conor uses his shoulder. He shoulder butts him. And Cerrone's not ready for that. I mean, it's a smooth move. I mean, I've done it on street fights. You have to do things like that. You have to utilize every tool you had. But he used a shoulder butt. That set up the knockout. Look at the tape, and you think I'm kidding. It ended in 40 seconds. At the end of the day, Conor McGregor now 22-4. The Cowboy, unsurprisingly, now 36-14. Here we go, post-fight.
Ladies and gentlemen, referee Herb Dean has called a stop to this contest at 40 seconds of the very first round, declaring the winner by TKO, the notorious Conor McGregor.
I'm here with the winner, Conor McGregor. Conor, that was about as clean and decisive a first round as you could ever get. You hurt him in the clinch with your shoulder. Is this something that you've worked on?
Yeah. I changed levels with that and come up into it, so it's a good shot. Adam, baby!
How good does it feel to be back?
Very good, Joe. You know, I made history here tonight. I set another record. I'm the first fighter in UFC history to secure knockout victories at featherweight, at lightweight, and now at welterweight across three weight divisions. So I'm very, very proud of that. Donald holds the record for most head kick knockouts of the amount of records that man has, but one of the records he holds, most head kick knockouts. I'm so happy to be able to get him down with a head kick myself. So I'm very, very happy, very proud tonight. My team has been phenomenal. The work has been phenomenal. The people have been phenomenal. Thank you all for the support. I appreciate it greatly.
Conor, take a look at the big screen and enjoy your handiwork. This beautiful head kick that you set up. just absolutely perfect, right on the jaw here. This is the beginning. This is the beginning for the very first part of the fight where you show the shoulder hits.
Boom. I knew he wasn't expecting that little level change. Little level bang walking into it. So I knew he wasn't expecting that. And when we separated, I saw the blood in his eye.
And there's the head.
Clattered into the cheek. Beautiful. I'm so happy. So, like I said, who's going up and down divisions and stopping people like that with knockout victories? You know what I mean? I give it a technical knockout, all right. But, you know what I mean? I'm very proud of that accomplishment. The UFC, they can strip fighters and give to other fighters make-believe belts in order to replicate my champ status. But they can't give knockout victories across multiple weight divisions. So there you go again. Etch my name in history one more time. For the Irish people, for me man back home, I'm looking to beat smart, coming on to win. Thank you.
Give him his props, no doubt about that. The Irishman, of course, came to fight. He looked like he was in pretty good shape, but making 170 pounds, of course, after a long layoff, you know, you put on a few pounds and this and that. Natural pounds, you get older and this and that. You know, but this is combat sports. This is fighting. And you could take out guys like Donald Cerrone, 170 pounds. You're probably not going to take out the upper echelon of the welterweight division. So if he's smart, he goes back to 155 where he can compete, but he can't beat the champion. So he's sort of in a no-win situation right now. I'm talking about Conor McGregor. Think about that. He stays at 170. He gets beat at 170. There's no doubt about that. Israel Adesanya beats him at 170. And then if he goes back to 155, Khabib destroys him again and again and again and again and again. So unless they come up with a new weight class for Conor McGregor, he'll never be champion again. That's just the way it is. I mean, he'll be an attraction. As far as fighting Floyd Mayweather again, I didn't want to see it the first time. I didn't watch it the first time. I sort of boycotted it the first time. I mean, why would I want to watch some slouch in the boxing ring, a slouch, take on a world-class fighter? It's unbelievable. I mean, I wouldn't want to watch Mayweather fight him in the cage unless I was hoping that Mayweather would get drilled. You know what I'm saying? So when you put on the gloves, and it's all about gloves, obviously Floyd Mayweather is going to beat everybody on the planet. Just about. Even at the age of 44, he can still box most of the people, I think, in the welterweight and junior middleweight division. Why? He's fast. He fights defensively. He fights to win. He fights safely. And when you fight safely, you've got a good style and you're fast, guess what? You can get away with murder. You are serious. And he has gotten away with murder. Of course, I've called him the biggest con that's been ever perpetrated on the American public since, I said, Larry Merchant said maybe since the beginning of boxing. Of course, he's not a big Floyd Mayweather fan. But I said at least since the movie with Paul Newman and Robert Redford. I'm talking about the Sting. I mean, he's pulled off the biggest con. I mean, the action never got started. Actually, the action stopped when the bell rang. That's the way it was when you watch Mayweather. It's sort of like a porno movie with no explosive ending. At the end of the day, he just didn't do it for me. And you know what? I mean, I'm not saying he's not the most dedicated guy in the world. I've watched him work out. He's worked out 3 or 4 hours in the gym one time. I was like mind-blowing. He's like a 10,000 jabs on a heavy bag. Stuff like that. Does crazy things. But then again, look at the results. I mean, he's made more money than anybody in boxing, probably, with the exception of Canelo Alvarez. And now, of course, Mayweather was named Fighter of the Decade, which I had a problem with because I thought maybe he should have been in Canelo or maybe even Oakland, California's Andre Ward. I mean, Andre Ward is no doubt about it. Andre Ward was a talented guy. Of course, most of what Andre Ward did, of course, according to our boxing PhD, Socrates Palmer, occurred in the early part of this decade. Therefore, he might not get a props. But he went through 168 pounds like he went through everybody, cut through him like a butter through, like a knife through hot butter, of course, 175 pounds, had an iffy fight with Kovalev the first time, but he came back and he decisively, like, beat Kovalev's butt the second time around, stopped him inside the distance. So what am I trying to tell you? I'm not agreeing with the Boxing Writers of America or whoever anointed Floyd Mayweather Fighter Boxer of the Decade. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Next up, the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant in the house.
The UFC, they can strip fighters and give to the fighters make-believe belts in order to replicate my champ status. But they can't give knockout victories across multiple weight divisions. So there you go again. Etch my name in history one more time.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make that 36 years of radio presence. Check it out. Ring Talk returns right after the break.
Dig this. Everybody plays a fool. Sometimes there's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, coming to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, only on Sports Byline.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead, go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know.
Go ahead.
Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
One, two, three, four.
Get time up. To bring in the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant. A very good morning to you, sir.
Back at you, Pedro. What's going on?
Floyd Mayweather Jr., fighter of the decade. I had to get out the bag a little bit and barf a little bit. Because as I told you, I thought maybe Andre Ward or Canelo Alvarez probably should have been the fighter of the decade. Those two guys. Or maybe even Manny Pacquiao.
I have no opinion on the subject.
Okay. I mean, or maybe even
Manny. I know that fight people like to do rankings and ratings and best in the worlds and all that kind of stuff. I just, for some reason or other, I just don't indulge.
Godfather, do you remember, did you follow Jerry Corey? I mean, were you in Southern California when Corey was there?
No, but I was in New York writing a column, and I covered some of his fights.
You know, I have two experiences that really stand out with Jerry Corey, and that was before he got rumbled, before he started losing it and this and that. I watched him in the LAX airport. He did the New York Times crossword puzzle in like about 18 minutes. Okay, I'm timing him. I'm sitting there with a time. I'm timing him because he said it was famous that he could do the New York Times crossword puzzle. Well, I didn't believe it. So anyway, I saw him in the airport. I think we were leaving some fight and this and that. And I said to him, hey, you can do the New York Times. I said, well, here it is. And he did it, and he did it in 18 minutes. So he was brilliant at that point. I mean, brilliant for a prize fighter, know that about that. And then later on, I saw him. I was with him at the L.A. Forum. I guess it was about 1989, 1990. I was doing TV down there for Sports Channel, and it was a different guy. I mean, the residual effects of combat sports had taken their toll, and yet he went out and fought one more time in the early 1990s and was almost destroyed. But anyway, was his father, do you remember his father at all, Jack Quarry? Because Jack Quarry was a monster, I thought. I mean, the fact that all three of his kids ended up punch drunk, it's got...
Well, he had across his knuckles.
Yeah.
He had imprinted on them, going back to the Great Depression, I guess, hard times. And those kids grew up in the gyms, and Jerry Quarry was a hell of a good fighter. George Foreman said he was the best heavyweight he ever fought who didn't win a title.
And Mike Quarry wasn't a bad light heavyweight either, failing to capture the title against the great Bob Foster. But here's what I used to watch. Quarry came up to San Francisco to spar in about 1966 or 67. I was about 10 or 11 years old, and he was at Newman's Gym. My dad brought me down there, and he sparred with Eddie Machen. And Eddie Machen lit him up, and Eddie Machen had beaten him, I think, in a fight or something. Anyway, bottom line was, Jack Quarry was there, and he was trying to get his kids to do more and more and more as far as Jerry was concerned. And it was an off day, and Jerry was just taking a pretty good licking without any headgear. And I always thought that was a little bit brutal. Not that headgear is going to save you from anything, but at least there's the false assumption that somebody's looking out for you when you're wearing a headgear.
I'm not an expert in that. What I do know that Quarry was a hell of a good, entertaining fighter. He had one bad habit. He tried to punch with the punchers and box with the boxers. He had it all crosswise. He wanted to show that he was as good as any boxer, and he boxed them. And then as good as any slugger, and he slugged with them. And he lost a few fights and won some fights. And I have fond memories of him.
Yeah, I remember him as a telecaster working the Duran Cuevas fight. I was down there live at the sports arena in L.A., and that was an exciting night. And I think he was a very good boxing analyst for a former heavyweight boxer and things like that. I mean, because not too many guys are as articulate as he was in one time. But all three brothers ended up suffering from the residual effects of boxing. Yikes, I don't know. I'm sort of mixed when I think of that. Did you happen to catch the Julian Williams fight last night?
I happened to catch it, yes.
And I mean, a TKO loser in five to a yacht in Gerson Rosario, who was like a 5 or 6-1 underdog. Yikes. 5 or 6-1 underdogs getting lit up in your own hometown. That's not a good thing, Godfather.
Well, it's good if you took the odds. But, hey, I never heard of Rosario.
Yeah.
And he looked like a damn good fighter. He fought Williams on his own turf, not just Philadelphia, but
North Philly,
boxing and banging with him. And he touched him up in the second round over his eye, and that seemed to bother Williams and led to the downfall. But it was a damn good fight, and it just reminds us, you know, that's why they have the fights, all the talking before and after. But they have the fights so that the fighters can decide these things.
Jason Rosario.
I'm as curious as the next guy whether Williams will follow through on his mandatory response to Rosario. He has a rematch clause in his contract.
Yeah, I don't know. You get lit up like that, why have a rematch right away? Jason Rosario of the Dominican Republic, 20-1 now with one draw and 14 stops. The TKO 5 winner, of course. The time coming, 137, number 5. Julian Williams of North Philly drops a 27-2-1, 16 KOs, a 5-1 underdog. Not a good thing whatsoever. But it was a good night of boxing, good fight, and of course we got good fights coming up. I was looking at the odds makers schedule, and they of course they already have the Vasyl Lomachenko Teofimo Lopez fight set for May. They just don't have a date and or a place yet. But Lopez is a four. I mean, Vasily Lomachenko is a 4-1 favorite. Wow, is that long, or am I just a Lopez fan?
Well, I think that most punters, having seen Lomachenko dominate every opponent since his first professional fight, will like those odds. Against a young kid who's never fought anybody in that class. So I don't know. It sounds about right, but I'm not in that business, and I'm just wondering, like everyone else, if they're pushing Lopez a little too hard,
a little too fast.
They feel that he can't get seriously hurt in a fight against a supreme boxer, and might as well take the shot. If you make a good showing, that moves you up in the rankings.
Do you think they might be rushing him into this because of the fact he's unstable and maybe they, like a Fernando Vargas, they push him into that Trinidad fight probably a year or so early, and he wasn't ready for that. And the reason why the Dubas did it because he was unstable outside of the ring and he was getting in, he had problems and issues and this and that. Do you think there's some merit to that? Maybe Top Rank saying let's go now, maybe later instead of later.
I don't know anything about the kid. But there's always the possibility that you want to maximize him early because you think he may not be there late.
Good point. You know, I was looking at boxing, the boxing history and some of the dates yesterday. January 18th, 1962, Flash Elordi, the Filipino star, came here to San Francisco and fought Dick Tiger, I think, for the championship. Anyway,
no, it would not have been Dick Tiger. Elordi was like a lightweight.
Okay, Sandy Sadler. Excuse me, Sandy Sadler.
Right.
Yeah, Sandy Sadler.
That sounds right.
But
yeah.
I was looking January 18, 1956, excuse me, for the 126-pound title. Sadler ended up finishing like 145-16-2 with 104 KOs. How come we don't talk more about him as all-time greats?
I don't know. If you're talking about featherweights, then he would be in the conversation. But I don't hear people mentioning Willie Pep anymore. By the way, when I was in Europe as a GI, working for the military newspaper Stars and Stripes, I found out that the fighter you just named, I'm sorry.
Sandy Sadler
was stationed over in Stuttgart, I don't know, 70 miles from where I was.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a sport magazine to fund me to go over there and do an interview with him and so on and so forth. And I had a meeting with him, and he came out in these very crisp of looking uniform. And when I told him what I was there for, he said he wants to get paid to do the interview. So I said, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Well, I got a lesson in journalism because about 6 months later, an article came out in that magazine, Sport Magazine, as it was known, and it was by Sandy Sadler, which means they paid him to do an interview.
He cut out the writer. He cut the writer out.
The middleman, exactly.
You know, I saw him at the Boxing International Boxing Hall of Fame. I think it was circa 1992, 1993. They honored him up there. I think he was in the first or the second class. Outstanding gentleman. He was dapper then, and he showed a lot of class. Didn't show the miles that 150 fights would normally put on a guy. He just didn't. I didn't see that in him. Did you?
You know, I don't think I actually covered any of his fights. He had a series of three fights with Willie Pep, who was regarded as
the greats,
a boxing master of all time, and he beat him twice. But I don't hear conversations about who is the greatest this or that. Occasionally you hear it about heavyweights and where does the current heavyweight champion belong in the
in the mix?
March of great heavyweights. But, no, I don't think people know who Sandy Sadler was. He reached his peak early in the television era, so he wasn't seen a lot nationally.
Mm-hmm. You know, it reminds me of 25 years ago, Dan Goosen, I said to him, he says, Pedro, how old? It's your birthday. I said, yes, my birthday, Dan. He goes, how old are you? I said, I'm 39, just like Jack Benny. He goes, Pedro, don't use Jack Benny. People don't know who Jack Benny is anymore. And that was 25 years ago. So I hope people still do know who Jack Benny was. He was a funny guy. And if you don't know who he is, go to YouTube.com. Godfather, you and the Godmother doing anything this weekend?
Well, I'll be watching the football games today.
And what are your picks, sir?
And
what
then
are your
the
picks,
weekend
sir?
Is gone.
What are your picks, sir? What are your picks here? Are these two games?
Well, I have to like Kansas City and San Francisco, but as we've seen in some of the previous games, by the time they get to this stage of the show, they're all pretty good, and a big play here or a broken play there, and the game can change.
Just like the fight, so they got to happen. Godfather, a great weekend to you. Thank you for your time, sir.
You too, Pedro. Thank you.
Larry Merchant on Sports Byline. I feel nice, like sugar and spice. Don't forget, Ring Talk airs Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, and of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211.
Brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. When I hold you in my arms, I know that
I can't do no wrong. I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill. I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-472-5145. 800-472-5145. That's 800-472-5145.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
We show really what is this
MMA. MMA is number one thing is respect. When you come gym, first things, what your coach, everybody teach you, hey, you have to respect gym, you have to respect teammates, coaches, you have to still keep clean your gym, everything about respect. MMA is not about trash talking. You know, this is what we show with Dustin Poirier and his great team.
The great Khabib, of course, undefeated, 24-0, 29-0, 30-0. Hector laughs, says, oh, you know he was just wrestling that bear or that tiger, whatever he was wrestling on YouTube. You know that was a gag. No, it wasn't a gag, man. Come on. You know, the bottom line is, Hector Martinez is trying to say the bear or the bear couldn't wrestle and this and that. I mean, come on. Remember Ted, the wrestling bear, used to travel all over the United States wrestling in professional boxing matches. So Hector Martinez, a little short on that. And the reason why I bring up Hector Martinez is, of course, he's my best friend, and he and I bet back and forth, you know, little wagers here and there. He doesn't pay off too often, but I do. Anyway, bottom line is, so he wants to bet on Vasyl Lomachenko over Teofimo Lopez. And I brought up in the previous segment with Larry Merchant how Lopez was a 4-1 underdog, and yet Hector only wants to pay even money. I mean, that's what he wants to. He wants to go even money in all these fights where the other guys are 4-5-1 underdogs. I mean, if you had the intestinal fortitude and you were a real better and not some studio better, you'd be paying the odds, Hector. I just got to say that. Bottom line is, he's my best friend. I give him props. Want to mention a couple funny things before I get into the world of mixed martial arts. So I'm threading my eyebrows this week. And this lady from Nepal, the eyebrow threading means that they sort of like clean up your eyebrows and make them look nice. Anyway, not pluck them. They sort of pull them with a thread and a string. Anyway, it's in an art from Nepal in India. So this lady from Nepal does my eyebrows. And then she gives me the mirror to look at them afterwards. And I said, don't you think they look a little gay? And she says to me, that's okay, baby, you are. And she pats me on the back and just walks away. And I'm, wait. Anyway, I tried to explain to her I wasn't straight. That didn't go over too well. Anyway, enough jokes. And I want to mention this. You know, some people think that all homeless people are just derelict and drug addicts and all messed up and this and that, you know. And I was driving into work this morning and driving into the studio this morning, and I saw a guy on 9th Street that was sitting in a doorway, and he had a couple of books next to him, and one was a dictionary. And the reason why the dictionary thing rung so well for me is that when I was a kid, my Uncle Ray gave me a dictionary and said, I want you to learn every word in this book. Of course, I couldn't learn every word in the book, but the bottom line is that reading comprehension, the fact that he made me study and study and study, well, you know, that made me who I am. And then I looked out in the street there today, and this guy sitting in the car, in the gutter, basically against the car. It's 45 degrees here, and he's got a dictionary and another book, and the bottom line is he's reading. Homeless people are not all nuts, but anyway, you got to feel for them. Enough was said. Anyway, back to the UFC, of course, rock and roll last night from the T-Mobile Arena. Paradise, Nevada, of course, January 18th. Talk about Conor McGregor. We talked about that 40-second winner over Donald Cerrone. Donald Cerrone should hang him up. Bottom line is, man, you got punked. You just simply got punked. Holly Holm was in the co-feature, the preacher's daughter, of course, the former world bantamweight champion, and one that destroyed Ronda Rousey, and then went on to get destroyed by Miesha Tate. Of course, that was when her manager and her promoter talked all that smack. Remember that? They said, yeah, we're going to do what we want. The UFC says we're supposed to fight Ronda again. Screw the UFC. Well, I'm Lenny Fresquez. I'm the king of New Mexico. I'll tell you what's going on here. I handle Holly Holm, and this is the way it's going to go down. We're going to fight Miesha Tate. Then maybe we'll come around to fighting Holly Holm. Well, Holly Holm got lit up by Miesha Tate, so that fight never happened. That was a mega, mega, mega million-dollar clash, and Lenny Fresquez is not, I won't say his greed, it wasn't a money thing, it was a thing for power. He wanted to grab power back from Dana White. And you know what? When you do that, you try to, I mean, you can get a little bit of power out of him, but when you try to cut him off, castrate him, that's when he comes back on you, and he comes back on you big time. I told you what he's done to Chris Cyborg Santos, the phenom, the women's phenom. What did he tell her? He said that she looked like Anderson Silva in drag. And of course, Anderson Silva, former world middleweight champion, 185 pounds out of Brazil. But she's a Brazilian woman, and she does look like she may have a couple chromosomes that might have crossed her, because she's a rough chick. I mean, I would never fight her. Of all the women that did MMA, I mean, good Lord. Unless you can hit her on that chin. I guess you hit people on the chin, things happen. But the bottom line is, she grabbed a hold of you, man, it would be all over. Anyway, Holly Holm hasn't won, but I think that's her third UFC, second UFC win after the Ronda Rousey fight. So her third win, bottom line is,
I wish she would just go away. And I don't want her, I don't want her to go away because she's not unexciting or she isn't talented or anything like that, but because she's like 37 years old now. And you know, you don't need to take that kind of – she took punishment as a fighter, as a boxer. For many, many years, she boxed. I mean, she was a world champion as a boxer, a different sanctioning bodies. But the bottom line is she was a champion. She was a good little boxer, okay? And now, former world bantamweight champion, still going at it. Last night, won a unanimous night over Raquel Pennington, 30-27 on two cards. That means 3 rounds to zip. And the other scorecard saw it 2 rounds to 1, 29-28. For Holly Holm. Wish Holly all the best. The co-feature, another co-feature, heavyweights, talk about Alec Olenek defeated Morris Green in a armbar submission that came in the 438 round number 2. Outside of that, the rest of the card was sort of a bit ho-hum. A couple of chicks on the card, not worthy of mention. Let's talk about the rest of the UFC schedule for the year. You know, nothing to get up about unless you've got some Viagra, because you're going to need some Viagra to get up for some of these fights if you got to pay for them. If you got to pay for them. Now, the free fights, the fights are free pretty good. I mean, let's talk about the free fights that I'm all pumped up about the most. I'm talking about, yikes, Francis Ngannou. Taking on some guy that's got a kickboxing career of like 70 kickboxing fights. He only lost a couple of those, but undefeated as a MMA artist. We'll call him Zaz Rozenuk. And he's taking on Francis Ngannou, of course, the thrice-beaten heavyweight sensation. The man originally from Africa, fighting out of Paris then, of course, came to the U.S., totally queer to the world of mixed martial arts. He had never fought on the ground. He had never done anything outside of professional boxing, stand-up boxing. So he's like learning on the job. He really is. And after that Stipe Miocic fight, I thought that maybe he would get his ground game together, because if he has a little bit of ground, he can deal with guys on the ground and not just get all tied up in a knot on the ground, because he didn't seem like he knew what he was doing on the ground. Anyway, the big slugger that he is, the hardest hitting man I've ever seen in my life. I mean, I've seen Ernie Shavers hit people. I watch Ernie Shavers work out in the gym. Ernie Shavers has been on the show in the past. The hardest hitter in boxing history. I mean, pound for pound, people say nobody ever hit harder than Ernie Shavers until Francis Ngannou. Francis Ngannou came along. This guy hits harder. This guy, he's hitting with a 4-ounce glove too. That's like unfair. It's just totally unfair. Anyway, Francis Ngannou, a loser in 3 fights, of course, the Derek Lewis fight, the early loss in his career, and the Stipe Miocic fight, 3 fights in all. I think he's on a roll. I think he's the next heavyweight champion. I think he'll be heavyweight champion for a long time, but I think that the UFC is going to play games with him, because if they build him up into a superstar, I mean a superstar, an iconic superstar, they've got to pay him superstar money. And they don't want to pay people superstar money. This is what the UFC is all about. See, they pimp you off when you're young and you're in your prime. They put you in death match after death match after death match. And, you know, you win a few death matches if you're good. If you're not good, or if you're not lucky, maybe you don't win those death matches. Maybe you go out with the one title defense, or losing your first title defense as far as being champion of the UFC is concerned. But the guys that have longevity, you know, they are making a lot of money. They're making some money, but they're not making a lot of money. Conor McGregor last night, he made himself a fistful of money. More power to him. He deserves it because he is the draw. Say what you want about him. I mean, he can't box worth a lick. Couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. He can't. He's 0-1, of course. But he lost only to Floyd Mayweather, Pedro. Give him some props. Give him some props. Why? He still lost. He couldn't fight. He couldn't win the Golden Gloves over here. He couldn't. He could not win the Golden Gloves, at least in my era, here in the United States. That's the way Conor McGregor boxes. Not a good boxer. He calls himself a kickboxer, calls himself an MMA guy. Yeah, knocking people out in 40 seconds. Give him props for that. But outside of that, I like Ngannou. I'm Ngannou and Khabib. The aforementioned Khabib, we heard him at the beginning of the segment, the world lightweight champion. Of course, we'll get to his card in a minute. But him and Francis Ngannou, the two hardest hitters, I think, as far as the UFC is concerned, pound for pound. And Ngannou's got to be number one by a mile. That's how hard he hits. Also on that card, Cody Garbrandt, the former world bantamweight champion. I think he's out of fighting out of Sacramento, California. I think he was. Yeah, Sacramento, Lincoln, California, somewhere up there. Take on Rafael Azuñeda and Asukea, and of course that's going to go down at 135. Heavyweight bout on the card, Greg Hardy taking on Jorgen De Castro. Light heavyweights, Khalil Roundtree and Sam Alfie. Outside of that, Tayshia Torrey is going to take on Mitzi Inouye in a MMA bout. That's 115 pounds women's strawweight. More power to them. I'd like to see women in action. In fact, you know, we're trying to put together a card and a night of entertainment for May the 1st here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. I think I'm going to take on The Rock. The Rock is a nightclub in the Mission District, holds about 900 people. And what I'm thinking about doing is combining an MMA card and a concert, maybe a live band or a DJ, and put in the fights in between, or maybe have them during intermission or something like that. But only have three MMA fights, three MMA fights, we'll talk about maybe three amateur fights, three rounds each. We'll talk about nine rounds in total or less, okay? And I think that would be a good taste for the crowd. Now, some people are bolting on me. Some people say, oh, man, that's a dumb idea. It'll never work. It'll never work. Well, if I don't try it, I don't know. So what happened? I booked the arena for May the 1st. Wish me the very best of luck. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. He's back! No, I'm not talking about the poltergeist. I'm talking about John Jones. Might as well be poltergeist. Once beaten light heavyweight champion. Of course, once beaten cokehead. I like to do blow about a week before fights. Yeah, okay. You want to admit that on the radio on Joe Rogan's podcast? You're a douche. You're a big dummy. I mean, how stupid can you be? I like to do blow. After getting there, yeah, I got caught doing cocaine because I like to do it about a week before a fight. I mean, holy cow. If the guy says that, if I'm the testing people, I'm looking out to test him before a fight. Really looking to test him the last week to 10 days. Anyway, bottom line is John Jones, once beaten, of course, lost that one disqualification fight. I think it was Mark Hamill, something like that, a guy named Matt Hamill, something like that. Anyway, Dominic Reyes. Dominic Reyes is a rough dude. I mean, a really, really rough dude. I mean, he's a monster. And the bottom line is he's like 12-0 with 12-0, right there, 12-0, seven knockouts, of course, two submission wins and three decisions, but 12-0, so he's never lost, but yet he's stepping up, and he's fighting the guy that's for real. I mean, John Jones is for real, whether you like him, you don't like him, you hate him, you praise him, this and that. I mean, whatever you have to say about John Jones, his athletic ability, outside of snorting that blow, is outstanding. I mean, he was a stellar fighter. I mean, before he got into the car accident, of course, remember the car accident he got into in New Mexico about 3 years ago, where he's like coming back. I guess he was getting laid about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's coming back and he gets into a car accident and he hit and runs and he leaves some weed in the car and some cash in the car, and then he comes back for the weed, and it was funny. Anyway, he left, he pulled a hit and run, and he ran away. Then he came back like 15 minutes later because I left something in the car. So he had to come back and get whatever he left in the car. And then he split again. Of course, he was convicted of hit and run, a felony hit and run, had all kinds of issues with the cops down there. But, he's a problem child. And I think he sort of pissed away his prime right there. I really do. And I think that for the bottom line is, I mean, people say to me, pound for pound, he's the king right now. I don't know who the pound for pound king is in the world of mixed martial arts. Because it's a mythical title to begin with. But the guy that he's taking on, of course, knocked out Chris Weidman last time. Chris Weidman, former world middleweight champion. Of course, he was a guy that I thought was really going to do things until he got hit on the chin. See, but if you get hit on the chin once, it's okay. But you get hit repeatedly and you take one loss, maybe two losses, and things aren't the same. I mean, I'm telling you, Chris Weidman was a guy that went from the world middleweight championship like to mush. Like instantly. And of course, before that, he beat Volkan Ozdemir. Wasn't supposed to beat him, but he beat him on a split decision. Ovince St. Preux before that, unanimous nod. Of course, Jared Cariner TKO'd him. So he's beaten some decent guys. Hasn't beaten a whole lot of great guys, but are there any great guys at 205 pounds in the world of mixed martial arts outside of the aforementioned Mr. John Jones? Of course, John Jones is defending a title now. I think this is the fifth or sixth title offense. Good fighter. Not so good when it comes to the blow, though. Bottom line is, fighters are one who abuse themselves as far as cocaine is concerned. I don't have a problem with that. I don't. Just don't do it around the fight. I mean, what you do in your own self is your own business. But don't do anabolic steroids, no performance-enhancing drugs, no Flintstone vitamins, and no blow. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
It's scary when you tell the absolute truth about where you're at in your life and, struggles with sobriety and just everything about me is really out there right now. And it's really freeing to be in this position, to just not be hiding anything and just get to move forward in my life. And I feel great, man. It feels really good. Thank you to all the fans who stuck by me and who still support me and who are excited for me. It's just so energizing for me as an athlete, and I really appreciate everyone so much.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah.
Too bad. Signed, sealed, delivered.
A
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He certainly knows how to shake things up.
Let the song play a little bit. Sean Combs, P. Diddy, Faith Evans, and Sting. They be talking about the notorious B.I.G., Christopher Wallace. And yet, at the end of the day, if you follow that Netflix documentary, P. Diddy had him killed. So what's up with that? Anyway, bottom line is we'll never get to the end of that. Let's talk about this weekend in boxing history. Of course, coming to us from our house historian. He's in training, folks. Let's talk about, of course, my man down there in South City, Mr. Bill O'Neill. Billo, we call him. Anyway, bottom line is, wow, January 20th, 1962, Dick Tiger stops Florentino Fernandez. Florentino Fernandez, of course, his big day in San Francisco came in, I think, 1966 when he got stopped, got his jaw broken by Jimmy Lester. Jimmy Lester, of course, retired in 1973, a pretty good fighter in his day. I think he was like 42-18 with like 31 knockouts, something. I mean, no, 41-20 with 31 knockouts. I remember sparring with him late. I mean, like after his last fight in 73, he tried to come back in 74, 75. And I think we were both being handled by the same guy, Don Stark, this guy that ended up retiring in Hawaii, this Japanese man, this bald-headed man. Sort of looked like Wolf Fat in the Hawaii 5-0 show, but a little slim guy. Anyway, he said to me, he said, don't hold nothing back. And went out there and, you know, wasn't pretty. Bottom line was, Jimmy was old. And I said to myself, I'll never let some guy put me on the ropes when I'm old and get beat up. And guess what? I never did. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, this is hour number one in many of the year in the market. Stay tuned for hour number two live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio. We'll bring in Jake Durant, the premier cut man in all of boxing and mixed martial arts. Stitch Durant next on Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats are getting cold feet about their impeachment efforts against President Donald Trump ahead of the start of the trial in the Senate, according to Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas on Face the Nation.
If the House isn't prepared to go forward with the evidence that they've produced in the impeachment inquiry, maybe they ought to withdraw the articles of impeachment. And this isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution. But this to me seems to indicate that they're getting cold feet or have a lack of confidence in what they've done so far.
The Senate proceedings involving President Donald Trump are set to begin Tuesday, with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell expected to offer an organizing resolution laying out the rules for the trial. But a crucial question of whether witnesses will be called to testify remains unanswered. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Bernie Sanders has been asked to step down from the impeachment proceedings. Tim Berg has the story.
Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn is arguing that four Democratic senators running for president should recuse themselves from President Trump's impeachment trial, arguing they cannot sit in judgment of the very president they seek to replace. Bernie Sanders was asked about recusing himself on the campaign trail.
I swore a constitutional oath as a United States senator to do my job, and I'm here. To do my job. And I think the people of the United States understand that.
Police in Wisconsin posted a lighthearted warning about a highly addictive substance commonly known as Thin Mints, peanut butter patties, and more. The Kenosha Police Department's Facebook post said young girls run the operation and they'll get you with a good cause story. They say the treats will be arriving soon in their area, and if you come into contact with any of these cookies, you can drop them off at the police department. They'll be happy to assist with proper disposal. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Virginia leaders are asking white supremacists to stay away from Monday's gun rights rally at the state capitol. That story from USA's Chris Barnes.
Thousands are expected to attend the rally outside the state house in Richmond to protest the recent passage of gun control legislation in Virginia. Militias and neo-Nazi groups have vowed they'll be there. And Virginia's Democratic Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax says there can't be a repeat of the violence at a similar rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, when a counter-protester was run over and killed by a white supremacist.
Everyone who comes here looking to peacefully exercise their rights, you know, is welcome, of course, but we do not need any violence. We do not need a reprisal of the failures that we saw in Charlottesville.
Democratic Governor Ralph Northam temporarily banned all weapons from the Capitol grounds until Tuesday. I'm Chris Barnes.
The Democratic National Committee released the qualifications for the Democratic presidential debate on February 7th in Manchester, New Hampshire. Instead of just meeting a polling and donor threshold as required for previous debates, candidates now have alternate ways to participate. Presidential hopefuls seeking to take part in the debate will be able to qualify by meeting a delegate threshold. They must have been allocated at least one pledged delegate to the Democratic National Convention based on the results of the Iowa caucuses on February 3rd. Those results are determined and reported by the Iowa Democratic Party. The six that made the last presidential debate will all be eligible. This gives other candidates such as Tulsi Gabbard and Andrew Yang the opportunity to participate. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
And gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into combat sports.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Brought to you by the WBO, the World Boxing Organization.
Pull up some dust and sit down.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
Pedro Fernandez.
My advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Check it. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make that 36 plus years now of being often imitated but never duplicated. Welcome to the longest running fight show in history, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Yes, the man was correct in that lofty introduction, and I've been doing this for a little bit. But the bottom line is, you may be joining us for the very first time tonight, so I welcome you to the Ring Talk family listeners. If you've been around a while, you know what we do here. The bottom line is, another hour of sports entertainment here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and of course about 1,000 other internet platforms. In fact, you can listen to the show live on iHeartRadio and of course delayed on iHeartRadio. Go to the iHeartRadio page and say, hey, I want to look at the Ring Talk podcast, the archives, you can get the show. In fact, every time a new show goes up, iHeart will send you an email telling you, hey, Ring Talk is hot and happening. Speaking of hot and happening, we'll bring in the best cut man in all of combat sports. And the reason why I bring him in is that he brings us into the corners of both boxing matches and MMA matches like nobody else. We're talking about the cut man extraordinaire, the king, the heavyweight champion himself, Mr. Stitch Duran, will be here at about 15, 20 minutes past the hour. So the bottom line is, Stitch is in the house, open phone lines all around the planet. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Of course, the guilt-free, no-commitment text line. You can text us who you like. Text number, 415-275-1613. Once again, the text line here in the studio, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you don't know it, you'll know some more. Listen, this is the inside look at the world of boxing and MMA.
Better than you do. Do what it won't, give what it won't. Respect comes to you.
Comes the decision now. Let's listen.
clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash but have bad credit or maxed out cards? Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000, whatever your credit, with no paperwork. MoneyASAP.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks. If you have a checking account and a regular income source, you can get cash in your account as soon as tomorrow. Type this into your smartphone or computer address bar. www.MoneyASAP.com. That's MoneyASAP.com. MoneyASAP.com.
Welcome back to SportsView. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober. And all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
iHeartRadio loves music. So let's count the ways. Over 20 million songs from 800,000 artists. All free. And like Pandora, you can create your own custom station from any of those 800,000 artists. Just tell us an artist or even a song that you like, and we'll build a custom playlist for you. Add to that thousands of the best live radio stations, and you'll never have to worry about finding the perfect song for your commute, mood, or party. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download our iHeartRadio app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, coming to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, only on Sports Byline.
I'm just ready to get it on and crush this guy's skull.
Last night, the WBA and IBF 154-pound championships changed hands. Of course, a kid from North Philly. I'm talking about Julian Williams. Man, he got drilled. I'm talking about like lit up like a White House Christmas tree. Bottom line is his record drops to 27-2-1. Of course, dropped at 137 in round number 5 by an upstart underdog, 5-1 underdog from the Dominican Republic, Jason Rosario. So he comes now, came in at 19-1. Now he's 20-1 with a draw and 14 KO. So props to him. And he wasn't supposed to win that fight. A 5-1 underdog. Man, that is upsetting the apple cart. No doubt about that. And the co-feature, a kid from Brooklyn, New York. They call him Double C, Chris Colbert. Now 14-0, 5 KOs. Took the vacant WBA 130-pound championship. It was a title belt, a vacant title, with a lopsided win over Jezreel Corrales of Panama. Corrales came in at 23-3, left at 23-4, only 9 KOs. What can I say? Not the greatest fight in the entire world. But at the end of the day, this young man did capture the WBA 130-pound titles with scores of 116-111 and 117-110, which means pretty decisive one-sided fights. The former WBO light heavyweight champion was in action last night. I'm talking about Elidir, the Storm Alvarez. Well, listen, he was a bit of a storm last night when he was champion. Sort of lacked it. Anyway, now 25-1, 13 KOs, of course. Upset Sergey Kovalev the first time around, and then got destroyed the second time around. Well, not destroyed. He lost, but going the route. But, you know, he just didn't show up for that fight. Anyway, he was with me, I guess it was about 16 months ago, at the WBO convention, the World Boxing Organization convention in Panama City. And that was just before I think he was to lose that title. So, you know, can I tell you, when you're in champion, probably good to stay in camp and not to break camp and go places. Anyway, I don't know if he was going to beat Kovalev in the rematch or not, because at the end of the day, Kovalev looked like the better fighter. So Kovalev having been beaten by Canelo Alvarez a couple of months ago. Of course, he was the 175-pound WBO champion. Now, Canelo's given up that title, 175 pounds. I guess he's going back to 168. He says he can make 160 if he had to, but that is a bit of a stretch. I think him making 160 pounds again anyway. Alvarez now 25-1, 13 KOs, a 7th-round TKO winner over Michael Cannon Hands. Not too really. Seals 24-3, 18 KOs from the Turning Stone Casino in Verona, New York. And that's the place I told you where I went looking for a beer. And I don't drink! But it was like 110 degrees. I did some, I think it was ESPN ring announcements, Mike Akery ring announcements. I was doing some ring announcements, and it was in a tent. It was like 110 degrees in this tent, man. So I wanted a beer. I didn't want nothing else. And they didn't serve beer. They said, last is, you want a beer? You got to go into town. I said, you got to be kidding me. Anyway, bottom line is I didn't have my beer. And I haven't had a drink since June. Not that I had a drinking problem, because I only had one or two drinks like a year. So now it's went from one or two drinks a year, or maybe four or five drinks in the most, in my partying years, to none. I feel pretty good. The next day I feel a whole lot better. Checking out the upcoming boxing schedule. Of course, as I said, Philadelphia losing last night on Fox TV. Not too good. Danny Garcia coming back. Of course, another guy from Philadelphia. That's going to go down January 25th. Garcia's a good fighter, former junior welterweight champion. But you know, he's stepping up to 147 pounds. But he's fighting a guy. Let's go look at Danny's record first. He's fighting a guy, of course, that is a decent fighter. Danny now 35-2, 21 KOs, a safe fighter, just not busy enough to win the big fights against the elite fighters. Of course, this guy, Ivan Redluck, he's fighting, is 23-4 with a draw. He's been knocked out twice. There's a key in that one. He's been knocked out twice, but he's got 18 KOs. So I guess Danny's got to pack his lunch, or we'll get his lunch, we'll get handed to him. But it looks like Mr. Garcia is a bit above this young man as far as talent is concerned. So Danny Garcia going to go on the 30th, and that's going to be on the Zone. Is that the Zone? Or let me check the TV out once again. That's going to be on Showtime. Of course, Showtime making their move to stay in the world of boxing. A couple of months ago, we all talked about Showtime just going away. But January 25th, Danny Garcia and Ivan Redkak for the WBC welterweight eliminator, 147-pound eliminator. Of course, the WBC, the IBF, all these different titles going around. We need to have one champion again. I mean, you can have all the belts, WBO belts, IBF, WBA, but these guys have got to fight each other. That's what it's all about. You've got to fight each other. I mean, you can't go around and say, listen, man, I'm the world champion at 154. And some other dude's the world champion at 154. You can say, look, I'm the WBO champion, or maybe I'm the WBA champion, or maybe you are really the world champion, the linear world champion. That's what linear means. Of course, Tyson Fury, the linear or lineal world heavyweight champion, having never lost that title. Of course, he lost it instead to cocaine and depression, and of course, then booze and all that kind of stuff. Talk about killing himself. But the bottom line is, the February 22nd, of course, him coming back, the unfinished business match for both guys. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder, of course, unbeaten, never lost a fight. Wilder, of course, on the verge of knocking Tyson Fury out, maybe not in the 9th round, but definitely in the 12th round. I think he knocked him out. Tyson Fury just woke up from the death. Of course, got up off the floor, was winning that fight at the end of the round. Was sort of, I think Mr. Wilder was stunned, not like Joe Frazier. When Ali got up off the deck and was whooping on Joe in that 15th round, Joe was tired. But Wilder wasn't tired. Wilder was just like, you got to be kidding me. This guy's still alive. He's still in front. Anyway, that's going to go down January the 22nd, live, of course, on pay-per-view. The 30th, the Zone's going to happen with the undefeated WBO middleweight champion. We're talking about Demetrius Andrade, which is like 30-0, somewhere around there. Anyway, taking on Luke Keeler. I don't know much about Luke Keeler. Also on the same card, an IBF 130-pound bout. Tevin Famer, a farmer, to take on Joseph Diaz Jr. Speaking of Joe Diaz, he called me a few weeks ago. Of course, the former trainer, the guy that ran the top-level boxing gym down there in Phoenix, Arizona for over 20 years. He calls me now once in a while. Of course, he still had Yuri Boy Campus. Poor Joe. Joe's one of those guys that he grows old and still has dreams of days when Frankie Carbo and Blinky Palermo were running boxing. I'm talking about the mob back in the 60s and the late 1950s. I kid you not. That's how far back Joe Diaz goes. January 31st, Showtime returns again with Ruben Vila and Alexi Collado. Of course, that's a featherweight bout. February 1st, big night in my life. Going to have a big event. Of course, the Sons of Italy Hall here in San Francisco, the La Fuente 2020 reunion. Anyway, ESPN first. ESPN on February 1st is going to rock with this one because this guy can really, 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 really perform. I'm talking about the undefeated Jose Ramirez, the WBC and WBA 140-pound champion, super lightweight champion, junior welterweight champion, call it what you want. Bottom line is, he may be the best at 140 in a very talent-laden division. Of course, he's taking on Victor Postal. Postal's, I think he's got a record where he's only lost one or two fights, so he's got a real great record. February 1st, Yordi Ugas taking on Mike Dallas. Of course, that's going to be on Fox Sports 1. So everybody's got to play in the boxing business right now. Everybody's doing their thing. Showtime, ESPN, Fox. I mean, the pay-per-view cards are coming back, you know. And, you know, you got to like the fact that the Zone. I mean, if they keep their price at like $20 a month, we can deal with that. But they up their price to $50 a month. I'm not advocating people commit cable theft. But I'm telling you, if you don't at $50 a month, you must got a lot of money. Because $50 a month will take a big stab out of a fight fan's pocket, especially when you got $50 of that. Then you've got ESPN. Maybe you still got Showtime. You got cable TV. At the end of the day, you can't be putting out that income into boxing and or MMA. Of course, the UFC rocking and rolling for the most part on ESPN, ESPN Plus. Of course, they signed that big contract with the ESPN. And of course, I always thought that those guys, I'll say it again, the most underpaid guys in the entire world. I mean, Jorge Masvidal sold out MSG about a month and a half ago, 2 months ago, right? He got $500,000. It was a $7 million gate. I'm not talking about the pay-per-view money. And when you talk about pay-per-view, remember, anybody that does a pay-per-view deal gets 50% of the deal. In other words, if it's $40, if it's $39.95, the promoter gets $20, and the TV company, the cable network, is $20. That's the way the pay-per-view split goes. So when you hear the UFC doing those big pay-per-view splits, okay, now they're doing it all on their own. They've got their own pay-per-view. It's their own channel. So they're pocketing almost all the money. And at the end of the day, they're only paying their fighters between 8 and 12 cents a dollar. In other words, imagine this, and I'll compare it to hookers in San Francisco because I was a cop here in the city by the bay. Okay, I'll compare it to hookers and rates. Bottom line is, they're getting paid, if the UFC makes a dollar, the fighter himself gets between 8 and 12 cents, according to the lawsuit filed against Zuffa Sports. Okay, if that was the case, there wouldn't be a prostitute in the entire world working for a pimp, because I can't find no girls going to work for 12. Yeah, listen, babe, you go out, you make $100, I'll give you $12. Come on, man. You're $8 to $12. You can't do it. You can't do it. You couldn't do it in the world of the street, but you can do it in the world of mixed martial arts, because the UFC is such a control freak. They're the big thing. The New York Yankees, of course, the UFC, the New York Yankees of the world of mixed martial arts that sort of call the shots. I think that Dana White's got way, 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 way too much power. But then again, maybe that's just me. At the end of the day, they're on top right now. But Bellator, will the Bellator ever make a move to be a serious contender with them? Probably not. Maybe we'll get to that a little bit later. Next up, Jake Stitch Duran on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
We don't back down from nobody. Hold on. We can take it in the street if you want to.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make that 36 years of radio presence. Check it out. Ring Talk returns right after the break.
How did I get up from the knockdowns? I don't know.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Last week, I forgot to call my next guest, and he said to me, change your strain. Bottom line is this little inside joke there. Of course, he is the best cut man in the world of combat sports. He has an illustrious career. Of course, started out in Northern California, made his way to Las Vegas, of course, became a superstar, a big man in the world of MMA and boxing. I'm talking about Jake Stitch Duran. How are you, Mr. Duran, sir?
Hey, man, whenever I spend time on the radio with Pedro, I'm doing all right, brother.
Okay. Bottom line is Conor McGregor really punked out Mr. Cerrone last night. Used that shoulder. I remember using the shoulder on the street. Good move.
Yeah, you know, I've been reading a lot of social media, and people are talking about implementing that in their training now and all that. So, that's an old street move, huh?
Maybe it's an old street move, but I think it was originally taught to me in a boxing gym. Yeah. Okay,
the old school training.
Well, yeah, and I remember, no talk about old school. I remember Newman's gym. I remember learning how to elbow a hook off. In other words, you would elbow off the jab. You wouldn't hook off the jab, you would elbow off the jab. These guys were some of the dirtiest guys down there. I don't want to mention the names, but man, those guys were despicable. Anyway, and you know a couple of them. I'm not even going to mention names. Of course, Stitch comes from Northern California. How long has it been since you fled Northern California and went to Vegas, Stitch?
Hey, I just kind of living the life right now, brother. I'm staying busy, you know, doing a lot of boxing.
How many years? How many years you been in Vegas now?
Oh, it's 26 years now, Pedro. You know, I just packed up my family and moved.
I know you did pack up your family. Yeah. Okay.
Talk about a crazy move.
It worked out for you, man. There's no doubt about it. I mean, as I said, you're the preeminent guy both in boxing and MMA when it comes to stopping cuts. Is there anything you think that separates you from the rest of the guys? I mean, guys, you know, I don't hear superstar cutman being mentioned as often as I hear you. And you just happen to be a friend of mine. I mean, I'm not blowing smoke up your skirt. If somebody wants a cutman, is Stitch available? What's it like being the number one guy? Are you the number one guy? I think you are.
I don't know. You know, I let you guys decide on that, but I get plenty of work, man. And, you know, just kind of give a little scoop before anybody else is. People have been talking about me working with Tyson Fury, and looks like I'm going to meet him sometime this week. So we're going to sit down and see what happens, man. So kind of stuff that happens, Pedro, just happens.
Man, I'm glad. I can't believe that you brought it up because – if ever there was a guy that, like, needed a cut man, it's going to be Tyson Fury. Because I think back in the day, before he retired from professional wrestling, the Sheik, Ed Farhat from Detroit. I don't know if you remember him or not, but Ed Farhat, the original Sheik from Detroit. All right, he used to cut himself with a razor blade like 10 times a week, right? He'd bleed every night in Detroit and this kind of stuff. But so, anyway, at the end, he would just slap himself on the head. He'd just slap himself and start bleeding. He wouldn't have to cut himself anymore. And Tyson Fury's got that... I mean, that's really bad scar tissue. How do you protect that in a fight?
Well, you know, every round, you know, like I worked with Badu Jack a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, he had that big old cut. But every round I do preventive maintenance, better, you know, keep ice on it and definitely keep the kale swell on it and just kind of, you know, keep it cold. And, you know, if it does open up, then hopefully the bleeding won't be as bad and at least it'll be controlled. So that's the strategy I use every time.
You brought up Badu Jack, and somebody said, I think I sent Leonard Ellerby said, I hate to steal a line from him and to repeat the guy, but Badu Jack can't get a break. I think that's right.
Yeah, I was talking to him yesterday, and he's saying, yeah, you know, he says, maybe I have to speak up a little bit more now. So he's always been calm, collected, and all that, but I think, you know, he'll definitely make a notice. And then he's talking about changing his style, getting a little bit more aggressive, and, you know, and he says, you know, I fight well when I'm aggressive. So he knows he has to make adjustments so that it doesn't go to the scorecards anymore.
You know, I don't want to go to talk about going to the scorecards. I remember I used to look out at these people in Northern California and know they wanted to screw me. I mean, I look out at these guys and the judges look at me like off the tip of their nose, like, nee. And I say to myself, man, if this goes to a decision, it's going to be some 3-2 split and they're going to be even after three rounds, they're going to give it to another guy. And they told me, go out there and take care of business. That's what compelled me more than anything else to try to finish fights because the judges were going to maybe take them from me.
Yeah, I remember those days with you, Pedro, and, you know, you always performed, so, you know, I think the credibility never lost, and, you know, that was props just to your heart, okay, man.
Let's talk about the hardest puncher, at least as far as the computer is concerned, but I think he might be the hardest puncher ever, this Francis Ngannou guy. Have you ever caught pads with him or watched people catch pads with him? Does he really hit as hard as I think he does?
You know, he came in after I left the UFC, so I don't really know too much about him. I know he's a big man, but if you say he could crack, I'm going to take your word for that.
I mean, I think he's the hardest. I don't think anybody has ever punched harder. I think if he applied his, he was a former professional boxer, and maybe he's got two left feet and that kind of good stuff. But he hit somebody, and I think it's over, man. If he learns a little ground game, I don't think he's going to lose for a while. What's happening at Bellator? What have you been doing with those guys?
No, well, you know, I'm with FFC here. It's a new group here in Las Vegas that got me exclusive. But be starting in April, shows in boxing, MMA, and kickboxing. So give me an offer I couldn't refuse, Pedro.
All right, so you announced a couple new things here. So you're starting, you got an exclusive deal. You won't be doing any independent stuff anymore. In other words, there's no more traveling. I need you as a cut man. No?
Yeah. No, for MMA only. And, you know, their shows are going to be on Thursday, which work out great, but then they give me that flexibility. If I'm working a big boxing event, then, of course, you know, then I got liberty to do that. So, like I say, it was an offer I couldn't refuse. They gave me, you know, everything that I wanted, and, you know, I get to do shows at home and, you know, still be on the payroll and then still do boxing and bare-knuckle fights. So, yeah, you know, I spoke to Scott Coker and Ray Seffel from PFL because I was working with them, and they understood, you know. We get these opportunities, you got to kind of go forward and challenge them.
Scott Coker had had a big fat checkbook, and somehow I don't think he spent his money in the right spots because he didn't seem to attract the stars that he needed to compete with the UFC. Whether you're friends with him or not, where did he miss the boat?
I don't know. You know, I'm just reading an article yesterday where CBS, Viacom, I guess, had merged as one, and Steve Espinoza is going to be the front runner now, so everything has to go through Steve from Scott. They were talking about how, you know, they let one of their ace fighters go, Rory McDonald. He went to PFL. So I don't know. They're going to change the structure a little bit. They're talking about, you know, Scott relying a lot on the, you know, guys of the past and making fights out of that, which, you know, I like, you know. But I think the new generation now with social media and all that, you know, the whole promotions for every company is going to change.
I don't like promoting professional mumbling. You know what I'm talking about? So you guys get old, this and that, man. You just got to walk away. And Steven Espinoza, I'm sort of glad you brought him up. Of course, the former Showtimes are. As far as boxing was concerned and MMA, of course, I think Showtime had Strikeforce at one point in time. But he said to me, in San Jose, he said that right then and there, this was like maybe 6, 7, 8 years ago, there was a higher percentage of Latinos watching MMA than there were watching boxing. In other words, there was more Latinos watching boxing, but there was a higher percentage of them watching MMA. Do you think that's real?
You know, it's funny you bring that up, Pedro, because when I first started, and I mentioned this before, the only Latinos that I knew that were in the system, even the fans, were me, Tito Ortiz, and Rico Rodriguez. Mm-hmm. And as the game started getting bigger and bigger, I saw more Latinos in the audience. And yeah, man, I tell you what, they're big fans of MMA, big okay. time. It's, you know, that's that new generation where the young kids aren't going into boxing anymore; they're going into the MMA circuit, and they're, you know, studying jiu-jitsu and, you know, Muay Thai and all that. So that's the transition of the new generation.
That's
a good point.
Okay, got a couple of minutes left with the legend Jacob Stitch Duran. We call him Stitch, and of course I call him Jake. And the bottom, may I should call him Mr. Duran, but the bottom line is I call him Stitch and or Jake. And how does somebody? If somebody really wanted to become a cut man, how would they go about that? Can you tell me that in like 90 seconds or 2 minutes?
Yeah, real quick, because everybody asks me. I get doctors, EMTs, anybody that wants, you know, they see what we do. But, yeah, like you, I mean, you know, you got to spend hours and days and weeks and months and years in the gym working with fighters and being a fighter and learning their strategies, psychological. And, you know, you start wrapping hands for free, and hopefully they'll have you work a corner. And, you know, you understand, you study the cuts at that time. And if it happens, then, you know, deal with it. But you just can't walk into it, though. It's not the way it is. And there's so many guys that have tried that. And I saw a guy with a sunglasses on last night, a swab in his mouth, one in his ear, and saw another guy with two swabs in one ear. And, you know, that's just not the proper way of being a cut man.
Well, some people can walk the walk and talk the talk. That's what you can do. Some people just can only talk the talk. At the end of the day, you are the preeminent cut man, both in boxing and MMA. So where's your next gig? I mean, what are you doing? When's the next time you get on a plane?
Saturday, I go to Miami for that Super Bowl week. I'm working with this YouTuber, Gib, from the UK. He's fighting Jake Paul. I worked with KSI when he fought Logan Paul. It's a different world, Pedro. You know? It's a whole social media crowd that when I walked into the arena, normally people stop and take pictures and all that. Shoot, they didn't even know who I was, you know. But I'll be in Miami for Super Bowl week.
Good enough. So who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
You got me. I know the 49ers.
Oh, come on, man. I'm trying to put you on the spot there. Who's going to be in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? I haven't seen one game, to be honest with you.
Oh!
I got the game on. And I don't know. But, you know, I got to go with the Bay Area guys, you know. But I haven't seen 1 minute of any game this year.
All the best to you and the wife. Say, give her my best, okay?
Thank you, Pedro. All the best, man.
All right.
Cheers.
The great Jacob Stitch Duran. Didn't want to go there on the 49ers. The 49ers in Kansas City. If the Godfather Larry Merchant says Niners in Kansas City in the Super Bowl, it'll be that. Hopefully. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on Sports Byline.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! The heavyweight champion is taking the mandatory H-out, and Foreman is as poised as can be!
You're tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide, coming to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, only on Sports Byline.
Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9. Dr. Fernandez, outside call on line 9.
Let's go back to 1966, 1967, Newman's Gym, Leavenworth Street, 312 Leavenworth to be exact, here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, the Tenderloin, there were hookers, dope fiends, I mean, all kinds of, like, substandard people hanging around the gym. This is the way it was, but it was Newman's Gym. And, of course, that's where I saw this guy by the name of George Foreman. Of course, born in 1949, of course, he would become the 1968 Olympic gold medalist. And it was a big shock to me because here I was watching this guy in the gym. And my father told me, you know, my father used to bring me to the gym. He wanted to teach me boxing. And my father couldn't lick a stamp. He couldn't. He had a glass jaw. I mean, he did okay when he was throwing, but when somebody was throwing on him, it was all over. First punch, lights out. Bottom line is he had a glass chin. Thank God I didn't inherit that from him. Anyway, the bottom line is he would take me down to Newman's Gym. And Billy Newman would be running the gym back there. I think Benny Ford and guys like that had a little office around the corner. The boxing world of San Francisco was like all within a block down there on O'Farrell Street and Leavenworth. Anyway, so you go into the gym and you sit in the bleachers and you watch these guys spar. Well, there was this kid, and he was a kid. I think he was like 17 years old. And my dad was trying to tell me he's only 17. And I said, yeah, and watch this. Boom. And he's like lighting guys up. But he was lighting up small guys. I mean, guys like me and Cuddy. I mean, real small guys. 165, 170 pounds. He was definitely about 210, maybe 205. And I'm talking about big George Foreman, of course, just beating up on little guys. So he goes on, and he wins the Olympic gold medal, okay? So he comes back as a professional. He sort of starts his career here in Northern California. So, you know, he's sparring with guys at the gym, and he's still sparring with small guys. I never caught wind. I never liked that. That was a bully type of thing because George was a bully back then. I mean, there's absolutely no doubt about it. George was a bully. Plain and simple. There's just no other way to put it, a bully. So anyway, he would bully these guys in the gym and growl at guys and intimidate guys. And, you know, guys were getting like $5 a round to spar with them and this and that. And that was considered, I think, a couple of bucks back then, but $5 to $10 a round. So then they had to up it to more bucks a round because guys were getting lit up. They didn't want to get knocked out for a lousy $35. So anyway, George had to pay a few bucks more to get sparring at Newman's Gym, but he still got the same sparring he had before. Small little guys. Unlike the aforementioned Eddie Machen, of course, a heavyweight contender from San Francisco, and Jerry Quarry. When those guys came to town or when they performed at Newman's Gym and working out,
they wanted to spar the best. They wanted to see, they wanted to test their skills. Well, George wasn't one of those guys that wanted to test the skills. He just wanted to lump people up. That's just what. So anyway, so he turns pro. He starts knocking these guys out. And the guys that he's knocking out are, you know, same guys that you usually knock out when on the way up. I mean, a lot of bums, a lot of hobos. So he's beating up these guys in the gym, and I'm watching him, and as he starts to ascend the heavyweight ranks, I'm looking around, and there's really nobody that's going to stop George Foreman. I mean, I realized that my father said, you know, I said, he goes, Muhammad Ali might have a problem with him. I said, well, you're kidding. I mean, I was blown away by this when Ali, and because my old man said this back in 1966, 67, I kid you not. So I was freaking out. I said, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, he might be. He's bigger. He's bigger. He hits harder than Ali. He might beat Ali. I said, okay, Dad. Anyway, George Foreman, of course, had that run, became the world heavyweight champion. And at one point in time, his champion, he was in Las Vegas, Nevada. And he was staying at, I think it was I'm not sure it was a Hilton or not. He was staying at one of the Hilton hotels off the strip. Anyway, he had a German Shepherd dog. The dog was about 115, 120 pounds, one of those big old mutts, okay? So George wanted to show he had total control over the dog. This is not a good thing about George Foreman here. He wanted to show he had total control over the dog. So he got the dog to stand up on it. He put a table next to the edge, the edge of this balcony, about 8 or 10 floors up from the hotel. 8 or floors up from the ground. He puts his table out there. He gets the dog to stand on the table, to sit on the table at obedience, and he tells the dog to jump off, and the dog jumped. Okay? And that from that point forward, man, me and George, like, I couldn't believe it. I was told this by an intimate, somebody very intimate with George. I mean, Ron Weathers was his manager, per se. He was the guy that put together the George Foreman comeback. So he knew all about George. But getting that dog to jump off that balcony, that's sort of like, that's still a pain in my gut over that. Anyway, so George comes back. Wins the, of course, 1977, he gets out of boxing, basically because he had that life-changing experience. Of course, he knocked out somebody by the name of Pedro Acosta in 4 rounds. Of course, then he flew to Puerto Rico, and he took on a guy that, you know, that was very skilled, probably might have beat Muhammad Ali in their bout for the heavyweight championship. I'm talking about Jimmy Young. Jimmy Young was one of those guys, just didn't have enough power to match his skill. He has skill, but he didn't have the power. And when you can't punch, well, guess what? You're not going to win the big decisions unless you are the guy, the house guy. Anyway, Jimmy Young had beaten Ron Lyle. Of course, Ron Lyle had lost a very controversial decision to Muhammad Ali in 1977. But anyway, George Foreman walks away in 1977, doesn't come back until 87. And when he comes back in 87, he's this big fat guy. Of course, he's been a preacher. He's preaching down there in Houston, Texas. Got his own church, the whole 9 yards, okay, tax-free. Anyway, he comes back 10 years away and starts fighting all these hobos. I mean, really bad guys. Guys worse than me and Scott Cuddy. He was like 38 years old. I mean, holy cow. What's he going to do? Beating guys like Steve Zuski. Steve Zuski was a guy, I think we went to China together. Steve Zuski he was a tough guy, a rough guy, but I wouldn't call him a real good boxer. Anyway, journeyman, call him what you want. Of course, that fight went down. The first fight back with him was the fight in Sacramento, California. But the dream was to match him with Mike Tyson. At least that's what they wanted to do. If George Foreman would ever step in the ring with Mike Tyson, that would be like, yikes, either way. Yikes, either way. Think about this. George gets off, Mike goes. Mike gets off, George goes. In other words, whoever gets off, the other guy's going. That would have been a special fight. It never happened, and I think Ali told George, hey, don't mess with Mike Tyson. Don't mess, because George was talking about wanting to fight Mike Tyson. Anyway, George comes back. Fights a whole bunch of hobos. In fact, he fought one guy, I think, in 1989, J.B. Williamson, the former light heavyweight champion. I televised that for some FNN Sports, some channel coming out of, we were in Galveston, Texas. I'll never forget that. Anyway, J.B. Williamson, the former light heavyweight champion, comes in the ring, fights George Foreman, gets lit up in the white like, you know, gets like he's supposed to. He gets lit up. And of course, George goes crazy. The interview goes around the world. That was before things went viral, per se, but it was all over the internet. And this was the early parts of the internet and the press. I mean, people were saying to me, what's the internet? I remember back in the late 80s, early 90s. What's the internet? I said, the internet's coming around, man. The internet's coming around. In fact, I remember Debbie Munch, the president of Caesar's Palace, told me she doesn't take email. That's what she told me. Like in about 1994, Pedro, I don't take email. You have to send me a letter. And I kid you not. So when I talked to her like 2 years later, she goes, email me here. Anyway, bottom line is, of course, the world was changing. And George Foreman was a big part of that because he was preaching, you know, Wendy's Burgers and being a nice guy. And, of course, the grill, he brought in the grill. The grill was a marvelous move. I think a couple other guys might have been offered the grill as far as marketing the grill was concerned, and they turned it down. But George turned it into like a mega grill. Of course, he's got grills as big as a ping pong table in some places. But George Foreman and that grill, somebody told me he sold the grill. When it was all said and done, he made $125 million at one point in time. $125 million. So, comeback number two. The big fight for comeback number two is the Geezers at Caesars. What am I talking about? 1990. George Foreman, Atlantic City, of course. Jerry Cooney, both guys duking it out, man. And I say the Geezers at Caesars, of course, both guys are old. Jerry Cooney challenged for the World Heavyweight Championship back in 1982, failing miserably. Well, maybe not miserably, but failing against Larry Holmes, of course, getting stopped inside the distance. And then, of course, going into semi-retirement, coming out of retirement, fighting a whole lot of hobos. Then, of course, he hooked up with George Foreman, and George promptly retired the guy from Long Island. So this is the way it was. Anyway, George Foreman went on to win four more fights that year. And, of course, the fight with Evander Holyfield, I got to televise part of that going back to Atlantic City. That was a pretty good fight. He was 42 years old. He had no chance of winning. He weighed 257 pounds. Of course, he kept marching forward, and Holyfield was smaller. The two guys just moved sideways, moved side to side, used the jab, this and that. But the bottom line is it was a good fight. At the end of the day, Holyfield was staggered by George Foreman. I mean, he almost went in round number seven. George came real, real close, of course. Then George fights Tommy Morrison. That wasn't a good fight for George Foreman, no doubt about that. Why? Because Tommy Morrison was a house guy. The boxing establishment wanted this young prospect, this white guy, who would go on to star in the Rocky V movie. I mean, they wanted this guy. He was going to be like the next Jerry Cooney. You remember Jerry Cooney? They announced Jerry Cooney when he fought for the World Heavyweight Championship against Larry Holmes. They announced him second. That was a slap in the face at Larry Holmes. That was a slap in the face at the world of boxing. And to me, it was a racist move. I mean, think about that. The champion always gets announced second. He can come in the ring first. He can come in the ring second. But he gets announced second. That's the way it's done, except for that one fight for the World Heavyweight Championship back in 1982 when Jerry Cooney failed to capture that title against the Eastern Assassin, Larry Holmes. So George Foreman and Larry Holmes and Tommy Morrison hook it up. Big money fight. After 12 rounds, Morrison wins a 12-round decision. Of course, there and again, they match for George Foreman with a guy by the name of Michael Moore. What is Michael Moore famous for? Well, he was a WBO light heavyweight champion at one point in time. I think he was like 24-0 with 24 knockouts at one stage in his career coming out of the Kronk Gym in Detroit, Michigan. Of course, he came from some town in Pennsylvania, I think. But Manny Stewart used to tell me, he's crazy, Pedro. He's really, really crazy. Michael Moore is really, really crazy. So anyway, Michael Moore takes on George Foreman, defends his title in 1994, defending his title against a man that's so old, he can't even use Just For Men anymore. He doesn't have any hair. I mean, George is old, old, slow, and fat. Okay? And guess what? They hooked it up. February 5th, of course, the fight took place November 5th in Las Vegas. George was wearing the same trunks he wore when he won the title. I want to take that back. He was wearing the same trunks he wore when he lost the title to Ali 20 years ago. I think those were those red trunks. But he was wearing those trunks, I guess, trying to defy the jinx of wearing those trunks. And he knocks out Michael Moore with one punch, an uppercut. He knocks him out, becomes a world heavyweight champion at the age of 45, the oldest champion ever as far as heavyweight champions are concerned. Of course, man, 19 years between winning the title the first time and then coming back and winning the title the second time, more power to big George Foreman. Then he takes on Axel Schultz. Who's he? He was a German hobo, and here's where the bribe came in. There was a bribe regarding the rating in this way. That's how Schultz ended up being the number one contender, was that Bob Arum admitted in court papers and almost went to jail for it for bribing the IBF and Bob Lee with a tune of $100,000. In fact, Bob put it in the form of an affidavit for the Justice Department, which I got a hold of. People don't know how I got a hold of it, but I got a hold of it anyway. Bottom line is Bob Arum signs his affidavit saying that he bribed Bob Lee for $100,000 in order to rate Axel Schultz number one. Axel Schultz, of course, ended up going on to fight George Foreman for the World Heavyweight Championship. And at the end of the day, that was probably basically the end of it for George Foreman. He come back, he fights Shannon Briggs, you know. He's like, fought for the last time, age of 48 years old. Well, come on. Controversial decision one way or the other. And Briggs won it. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, George Foreman shouldn't have been fighting at the age of 48 years old. A fantastic human being later in life, but a piece of spit with an H early in life, okay? When I met him as a kid, wasn't a good guy, a bully. Of course, I told you, jumping, making the dog jump off the balcony, what can I say? That's like animal cruelty to the worst, to the umpteenth level, right? And then he comes back, he's a preacher man. Yeah, he's selling burgers, he's smiling, he's doing all that good stuff, and he's pimping off that grill. Give him some props, George Foreman. What a metamorphosis. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
I'm getting tired of people running from me in the ring. Mike Tyson, Holyfield, you a bunch of bums. Stand up and be a man and fight a real fighter.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
After a game, he always made sure we had a couple extra beers.
Check this out. This is the title cut of the new Tower of Power CD on the soul side of town. Check them out, towerofpower.com. 50 years of funk, baby, from the godfathers of soul, the mighty Tower of Power, Oakland, California. George Foreman, 76-5, 68 KOs, of course. Wow, what can I say? A great champion. Do you consider him like the top five or any kind of stuff? Well, when you look at the heavyweight ratings as far as all time's concerned, they've got like him like number 18 as far as box rec's concerned. But the guys before him, Sonny Liston, Jack Dempsey, Lennox Lewis, I don't know. You don't think that he could have beat Lennox Lewis? Mike Tyson, that would have been when he had problems. Harry Wills, he goes back too far. 1911, I don't remember what he was like. Anyway, even though I am that old. Max Schmeling, Max, I don't think so. Max was too small. Sam Langford, maybe. Sam could fight a little bit. Joe Frazier, smoking Joe Frazier. He gave Muhammad Ali hell, no doubt about that. 32-4-1 was smoking Joe Frazier out of Philadelphia. Vladimir Klitschko, 1996 Olympic gold medalist, of course, retired 64-5. After that, Gene Tooney. That's what I used to call him, Gene Tooney. Tooney. Not Jane Tooney, Gene Tooney. Yeah, sort of like when Larry Holmes used to call Freddie Pacheco Freddie. He wouldn't call him Ferdy, call him Freddie. Anyway, Gene Tooney, number 8 as far as boxing is concerned. Number 7, Jack Johnson. Wow, what a monster he was as far as a heavyweight champion was concerned. Of course, he had a bad attitude back then, but then, you know, when black people are spit on in the street, and he's the one guy that you're not going to spit on in the street, I guess you got to speak up for the rest of people that can't speak up for themselves. Where Jack Johnson, 71-11 with 11 draws. Next up, my buddy, my friend, the Eastern Assassin, Larry Holmes, baby, 69-6. Of course, the world heavyweight champion beating Ken Norton in that epic fight going down the stretch here, winning that 15th round and capturing the heavyweight championship, of course, going on a hell of a run until losing to Michael Spinks, man. That was a bit of a controversial loss. Bottom line is, Larry's one hell of a champion. The Rock, 49-0 after that. Of course, the only undefeated heavyweight champion in history. Floyd Patterson, number 4. You got to be kidding me. Anyway, these box records, I want just they're very objective and subjective, I guess. Anyway, Vander Holyfield, number 3. Joe Louis, number 2. And of course, Muhammad Ali, number 1. Does it really boil down to Muhammad Ali being number 1 all the time? Is he the greatest fighter of all time as far as heavyweights are concerned? I don't know. I mean, people, boxing historians tell me that Larry Holmes had a better jab. So if the jab is the premier weapon in all of boxing, wouldn't he beat Muhammad Ali if he had a better jab than Muhammad Ali? Seeing he was a little bit bigger than Muhammad Ali and a little bit faster as well. I'm telling you, man, when I watch those gym tapes of Ali and Holmes back in 1974, Larry Holmes was just dishing out a whole lot of ass-whooping on Muhammad Ali. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated but hardly duplicated. 35, make that 36 plus years now of radio presence. Of course, Ring Talk Live Worldwide is a production of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 211. Till next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but keep the ass of yours off the canvas of life. Till next time, this is Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.